there is definitely a very, very bright light at the end of this tunnel. It has come to a point whereby now we realize the elderly advice that was left for us by our former president, Arajis Ngabe, when he said in vernacular, he went into Nebasa, meaning that you and me, the task ahead of us. And now it is the time now to recognize that thing and then take it upon ourselves to say, what are you and me doing about the resuscitation of the economy of Zimbabwe? Because that's exactly what is required right now. If we do not partake of the resuscitation of the economy, then we are then going to be all to blame at the end of the day. So what is required now is that let's be positive, let's give people a chance, and let us help, let us play our part in Zimbabwe, being patriotic, disregarding politics in such matters, because the economy, when it's bad, it is bad for you and me and our families and our children and the next generation. So now we need to look at it again and say, what do we want to leave as a legacy, as a people, whether we are opposition or the ruling party, whether we are apolitical? This is the time to say, let us put our country first and the revival of the economy first.
Dr. Sibanda, do you see anything coming out of Mr. Mnangagwa's government between now and perhaps before the elections? As Mr. Chuma is saying here, you know, he says people must be positive, but does positivity bring the results?
I think that President Mnangagwa will do a lot better if he took Mr. Chuma's advice, as we're hearing it now, that we all ought to put our country before our personal ambitions to power, our desire to keep power, and our desire to do things that fit with our propaganda. Look, the president has not shown that in the last month he's been in power. His appointment of a very disappointing cabinet that is staffed with the same people, recycled people that have been used, that were used by President Mugabe, indicates clearly that he wasn't looking for merit, he wasn't looking for capability. What Zimbabwe needs is something close to a miracle. And you're not going to have a miracle with the same people that Mugabe worked with for the past 37 years. You're not going to have a miracle by appointing a military, people who've been career military people into major sectors of the economy and various government departments are carrying out what they call command systems. You have a serious problem with that. Those things, the people that the president has appointed into particular positions, the position is taken on legality, on the constitution, in terms of arresting people and dealing with corruption in a one-sided manner where you have people who are not supporting him being targeted. Now you hear that in rural Zimbabwe, members of the opposition party are being targeted. It is clear that the president isn't looking at things that can push the country forward, but is looking at entrenching himself. And that is the first problem. For as long as you run a country with that mentality, which is very unpatriotic, which is self-serving, you are not going to succeed. It is impossible to develop a theory or an idea that props the economy when you are preoccupied with propping yourself up.
Now, Honorable Chuma, it appears as if Dr. Sibanda is talking about the militarization of the state. And he says if you put soldiers all over the shore, nothing is going to happen to the country's economy and other sectors. So is he on the right track there?
Well, my good brother here, Mr. Sibanda, carries a notion that I suppose is viewed by many as such. But I want to demystify this thing a bit for him and the like-minded today. The military here in Zimbabwe is not just an aggression force or a troop of people that are just waiting to fight. In the military, we actually have a lot of very, very intelligent and suitably and well-qualified personnel there. You can actually find engineers, doctors, economists, marketeers, you name it, they're all there. So while they are in the military, they also partake of studies in all other general spheres of the economy. So I want to tell you that, be rest assured, the people that have been put in government are very capable of doing what they are put there for. Actually, I'll give you an example of a retired Chief Marshal Shiri. He was actually the chairman of Command Agriculture even before he moved into government while he was still in the army. And look at how successful our Common Agricultural Program was, banking on the stock of grain that we have in the country right now. And that's an example of excellency from the military. So now he has come into government, which means that that same knowledge is carrying on with it while he runs that ministry of of agriculture. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with military personnel coming in to the systems of government. They are still well qualified. They are well groomed in terms of IQ and education. So don't be worried about that. I can assure you today that those are strong men and women who actually are very, very intelligent, and they rank as the same as any civilian that you can actually put across.
Dr. Spanda, your reaction to that?
I think that the idea that Shiri is intelligent or can run anything successfully, he failed at Sandhurst here when he was sent here by President Mugabe immediately after Gukura Hundi in Britain. And he failed in Gweru and had to beat up his examiner in order to continue to be an air marshal, but simply used his connection with the president to stay in his position. The idea that Command Agriculture was a success is simply an idea that is a preserve of a few in the country. It wasn't a success. The government itself said it wasn't a success until Perence Shiri and Mnangagwa took over. Now it is a success, but the government that was led by Mugabe, that was before that, viewed it as not successful. In fact, the other branch of agriculture was successful. But actually, we are in 2017, and we discovered as early as 1890 that division of labor was the greatest tool in the development of what you call industrialization. It is what has brought us to where we are today as a world. The idea that Zimbabwe is some country that lives in the 17th century, where you will have people who are jack of all trades, they are at the same time experts in the military and at the same time experts in all sectors of the economy and all and in all aspects of politics, in all categories of life, is just not nauseating. It is dangerous. But also maybe that it must belong to people who belong to those centuries, not to this century, in a very respectful manner. No one should at this time, in this year, in this age, want to tell us or even convince us that there's such a thing as a jack of all trades. We do want masters. We need masters. Somebody who's a master in one thing and can carry forward. Mnangagwa needs to learn one thing. Economies are difficult to run. The society is impossible to run. And it needs the best of its people and the best of positions. And that unless that is done, and that he stops that this idea that he will succeed through propaganda alone, that idea is dead in the woods. No one has succeeded through propaganda. Governments succeed through hard work, commitment, and love for country instead of love for self. Mnangagwa seems to love himself so much. The people that love him seem to love him so much. The people that love this government and are shifting away from Mugabe seem to love those ideas so much and do not care about our country and posterity. We need to move forward. Our children deserve better. We deserve, our mouths deserve to say better things than this.
Honorable Chuma.
Well, just to set record straight here, Dr. Smanda spoke about the Command Agriculture not being successful and the previous government also saying so. I want to correct him there. The president, the former president, Arajim Gabe, actually said in full glare in public that Command Agriculture was successful, and he kept on repeating that, and the results were also there for people to see. So even the previous government acknowledged the success of Command Agriculture. I just wanted to set that record straight. But anyway, like I said, he went into Mebasa. You and me have a task ahead of us. We need to now own up in Zimbabwe and say, what have you done for the country instead of what has the country done for you? Once we get that paradigm shift, that mentality to say, what have I done for my country? Then we begin our first step in this long journey to recovery of our economy. So it's now going to be a situation whereby we begin to become more selfless and think of the betterment of the country and the economy, and think of the next generation that will follow after us, and think of leaving a proper legacy as well as a people, as a country, as Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe, we've got only one option here, and that option is to reunite, disengage these political gears, they're not necessary, and engage developmental gears that will spear the economy and resuscitate it and leave it at the peak where it's supposed to be, so that Zimbabwe becomes the jewel of Africa once again.